and that goes back to when I came here and the experiences mm-hmm. I had mm-hmm. here, just because my coworker had you know, a baby while we were working in the stores. Uh-huh. And, you know, and this kid was struggling because and they didn't know what was wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And at the end, when he was like 4, after, you know, everybody thought that he had problems, whatever, he, you know, they discovered that he had some speech problems. So he needed therapy. Uh-huh. And, but it was, you know, it was a struggle for his mom to just find the right help, just because, unfortunately, like, pretty much everybody that is qualified to do it speaks only English. Mm-hmm. So what they had to do is make this kid learn English first.
Wow.
And when he understood, you know, he's 4.
Oh my goodness.
So they had to speak, like, speak to him in English, which... It creates more issues because, you know, you have a problem with speech and now you have to learn a new language in order to get the help you need. So he went through this whole... So it was like a year that it was wasted somehow just because you have to just know what they're talking about. And then just become and just treat the problem. So, you know, after I saw that, I'm like, you know, it's hard just to acquire a new language. You know, it's just hard to learn.
Yeah.
So, I just don't think there are many people qualified to help families like